All right, so it looks like someone out there might have caught the eye of a Leo, and they've sent us a ton of stuff about dating them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they really want to get a handle on this whole thing. We've got all sorts of articles, insights.
Right.
It's a lot to dig through, like a deep dive.
Sounds like fun. Let's get into it.
Okay, so one of the things that really jumped out from all this material was this quote, "Signs you're dating a Leo, get ready for the spotlight."
Ooh, yeah. Classic Leo.
But what does that even mean? Like, what's it actually going to look like if you're dating someone who's a Leo?
Well, I think it's important to remember that the spotlight doesn't always have to be like super literal, you know?
Right. Not necessarily a red carpet every night.
Exactly. Like, of course, Leo might love those big splashy
Oh,
moments.
yeah, they eat that up.
Totally. But they also need that attention in just like everyday life, too.
Okay. So how can someone tell if their Leo is like craving that attention? And then, like, how do you respond to that in a way that's actually good for the relationship?
Those are really good questions. I think one way to think about it is to picture a sunflower.
Okay, a sunflower.
Yeah, so a sunflower always turns toward the sun,
Okay.
right? Towards the warmth and light.
Right.
And a Leo is kind of similar. They just naturally gravitate towards things that make them feel good, things that make them feel appreciated and seen.
So they're not like vain exactly. It's
Yeah.
more like they need that validation.
Yeah, exactly. They have this deep-seated need for validation and appreciation. It's like part of their core being.
So basically, if you're with a Leo, you got to be ready to give them some compliments.
Yeah, for sure. And create opportunities for them to shine. Let them take the lead sometimes.
Okay, cool. But this one article that our listener sent in also mentioned that Leos can be kind of demanding partners. Is there a risk, that you might kind of lose yourself in their world?
That's a really valid point. Leos do have a strong presence,
All right.
and their energy can be very captivating.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's super important to make sure that you're not just playing a supporting role in their life.
Right.
You're their partner, not just their audience.
Right. Yeah.
So it's crucial to have clear communication. Both people in the relationship need to feel heard and understood. It's about balance.
So setting boundaries,
Yeah.
making sure you're taking care of your own needs too.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I need some alone time, or let's do something that I enjoy. A mature Leo will totally understand that.
All right, so
Yeah.
we've talked about the spotlight and we've talked about some things to watch out for. But what about the good stuff? Like, the articles also talked about how generous and loyal Leos can be.
Oh, absolutely. Leos are famous for their big hearts.
So it's not just about the attention. They really care about their partners.
Totally. Their warmth and generosity, it goes way beyond just wanting attention. When a Leo loves you, they really love you. They
Wow.
are fiercely loyal. They will go out of their way to make their partner feel special and loved, and they really know how to have fun.
So it sounds like the key to a happy relationship with a Leo is finding that balance,
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Like appreciating their energy and their need for the spotlight, but also making sure you're taking care of yourself and being true to who you are.
Totally. Well said.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground today, but as we wrap up, I want to leave you with one last thing to think about. How do your own zodiac signs play into this? Like, do your signs complement each other or maybe clash a bit?
That's a great question to consider.
Yeah, something to ponder as you explore this potential connection. And hey, good luck with your dating adventures.
Good luck.